This next story is one about African-American kids in the South helping Syrian refugees a world away through a Jewish History Foundation based in Europe. In case you didn't get all that, students at a North Charleston high school in South Carolina have donated hundreds of dollars to help Syrian refugees. For more on the story, we're joined by Anthony Ludwig. He's chair of the History Department at North Charleston High School. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Happy to be here.
Anthony, tell us how your students got interested in helping Syrian refugees. It was a picture, as I understand it.
Yeah, it was the picture of Baby Island, the child refugee who drowned and washed up. And some of them had seen it. Most of them had not, because of what they see on social media. They're teenagers. They wanted to know, like a lot of people did, well, how is this happening? Why is this happening? So we talked about it. We talked about, you know, why people are fleeing and sort of the issues that they're having, even trying to flee certain areas in Syria and Iraq. We talked about, and they're pretty familiar with the idea of ISIS. We talked about what they're going through, trying to get from country to country to country, migrating through borders. We looked at the kind of ships that they're going on, the refugee flotillas. And they wanted to know what they could do to help. And we got in touch with Centropa in a scenario where we would be able to collect money in our school and have it sent over directly to people who could then purchase supplies for these refugees. When this idea was first presented, you figure you're going to get $25 or $30, you know, the change in their pockets. When I told them that we could donate this, students pulled out of their purse and out of their pockets. They pulled out their wallets. They opened up their billfolds. They took out their cash, $2, $3, $5, $10, $15, and put it in there. And then they said, oh, well, I don't have any money today, but I get paid on Friday. I'll be back then. They came back in with this stuff that they kept coming and coming and coming. And then once individual classrooms started to say, well, we donated this much, then you had larger groups that are junior board. They raise money for their prom and their events through the school store, selling snacks at lunchtime and before school. They said, well, we can donate what we have. So they took a week's worth of their profits. They donated $700 and some.
And Anthony, this is not an affluent part of South Carolina.
No, we are a school that is 91% free and reduced lunch. We are a school that's tagged as at risk. We are a school that people look at and would not expect this to happen there. This kind of charity, this kind of sympathy would not be expected to come from this area.
And how much money have you raised to help Syrian refugees so far?
In total, we've raised $1,900.
Wow, that's great. And it's predominantly African-American students in the school?
We are 94% African-American.
And the students' money that you all raised, nearly $2,000, it goes through this Vienna-based nonprofit Jewish Historical Institute, Centropa. What happens to the money from there? Centropa's buying things that refugees need?
Correct. Somebody in their office, I believe, came up with the ingenious idea that since there's a language barrier, they came up with a pictograph that the refugees could say, OK, I need a pair of pants. I need a pair of shoes. I need a pair of socks, and could indicate their size. They went out and bought supplies for them this past week and then distributed these supplies to the refugees this weekend at a Hanukkah party.
And in your class, did you study Syria, history, the war, the civil war, or was it mostly off of the media coverage of this little boy, this refugee who died?
Enough of it was off of the media coverage about ISIS and what they've seen both in social media and what they've seen through legitimate news sources. But then to understand that, they didn't understand, well, how come this is able to happen? So then you did have to go in there and look at the civil war in Syria. You had to look at the issues after the second Iraq war. And to do that, we looked at a bunch of different news stories or images or maps or quick little explanations that they were able to kind of see this kind of stuff that, for the most part, to be honest with you, you wouldn't get time to talk about in a classroom, but is obviously so worth talking about. But the kids were interested in it and they realized that it was important.
And no students were saying, hey, we got problems here in town and in our city and state. Let's raise money for local causes. They were doing it for these refugees willingly and with whole heart.
For people they'll never meet. And that was the thing that hit me the most and that I told them over and over again, guys, is that they'll never know how much they really helped these people. But that didn't stop them. it didn't stop them that this wasn't something that they would be gratified for. It didn't stop them when you saw the kind of responses to something like what happened in San Bernardino or any of the issues that people look at and then say, well, we don't want refugees here. That's not how these kids reacted. Hmm. You know, any teenagers aren't usually the best informed and usually make very rash decisions and broad generalizations. These kids didn't do that. They saw people who were hurting. They saw a crisis and they saw a way that they could help, and they did it.
Anthony Ludwig is chair of the history department at North Charleston High School in South Carolina. Anthony, thanks so much, and congrats to you and your kids.
Thank you very much.